So if you're going to listen to this, I'm
going to break down.
Number two, I do want to apologize. I understand tuning takes, it took longer than you wanted to. We didn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
So you're threatening here, you're going to call attorneys, you're going to take it to BCP, you're going to bash us publicly that for this horrible facility. Mm-hmm. I just want to let you know off rip. We didn't do anything wrong to you.
All right.
Did we do anything wrong to you?
You did.
What did we do wrong?
I like to take my car. I just
want to talk to you and see what we did wrong.
No, that's okay.
What did we do wrong? We didn't damage your car, correct? Did we damage it?
You basically lied as far as...
Did we damage your car?
Did you provide honest feedback as far as what was going on?
What was going on?
When you were saying that all the ends were on Ronnie's fault?
You never said all the ends were on Ronnie's. It's on both of ours. If you look at her text, when he sends me a revision back, I can't just drop what I'm doing and then go in your car and go do a
revision. I know. I mean, there's no point in talking.
So how are you going to resolve it? So here's what I can do.
Okay.
Aside from the he said, she said between Ronnie and whatever the hell, I do want to apologize. It did take longer than expected. We've just been busy as fuck.
Okay.
Like any shop.
All right.
Am I right or wrong? People get busy, right? Shit happens. You get busy, you can't get everything.
Okay.
I didn't overpromise. I said it'll be done here this day, that day. I said it didn't come through with that.
Okay.
There is times where I was waiting on Ronnie because he also takes forever to get a hold of. Or sometimes he'll send me a revision. It's ready to go. I can't get to it for a couple days.
Okay.
Ronnie, at no point did he say, hey, we can do this in one day. That has been the problem the entire time. I'm not putting all the blame on him.
Okay.
The blame is on myself as well. 100%. I get it. I completely get it.
Okay.
I know you want your car back. I get all that. What I can tell you, I haven't talked to Ronnie yet because, of course, he won't answer again.
Okay.
I can't do it today. It's raining. I can offer you a grand back. I can finish your car by tomorrow.
The car's being run, dude.
It's on a base seat.
I spoke to Ronnie. He said he can drive it.
It's not drivable. I'm not letting your car go without finish tuning because if something blows up, I have to buy you a $20,000 motor.
Okay. No,
so, out of respect, if you want to take the grand back, the car can be done by tomorrow. I can have it dropped off to you, or you can get picked up, and that's I think the best option here.
I'd just like to take it. You can
the car's not viable. I'm not going to be responsible for something getting damaged. You can tow it out of here, but I'm not letting you drive a car that's not finishing in tune. This is not just for you. I don't feel defensive here. We didn't do anything wrong. Yes, we took a lot. Is this that way or not?
So I spoke to Ronnie, and you might have said it's drivable right now. So
the car is not finished being tuned, regardless of what Ronnie said. Ronnie is in California. He doesn't know how the car drives. He can just see the data log.
Can you drive it for me then?
I'm not going to drive the car so I can be done being tuned. We don't ask anybody here. We don't just give cars that are incomplete. When we do, our attorneys get involved. You sign an NDA, and the car goes on its way.
Okay.
That's how it happens every time. If you want to have patience for one more day, like I said, what I'm going to do, I've already apologized. I can't apologize 5 million more times. The only thing we did wrong here was take way too long to tune a car. And I get it. That is the only thing we did wrong.
Okay.
Am I right or wrong?
I like to take it. You can give me a form of sound as far as you like.
Do you want to go in circles? Or do you want to like talk like a person, or do you want to be rude the whole time?
Are you going
to
give me the car or no?
You're saying you're not going to pick up the way it is. Our NDA is not going to be done in 2 minutes.
Okay.
It'll probably take a day or two to get NDA done. Do you know what a non-disclosure agreement is?
Yeah, I like to take the car then.
Okay, we don't just release cars. You're going to have to sign a waiver.
Okay.
Okay, so our attorney makes that waiver.
Okay.
Based off of the car is not complete, and we're not going to be liable for something that gets damaged when you pick it up. You understand what I'm saying?
So show me how it needs to be done. So
the car is complete.
Okay.
So tune is not complete. We have like one revision left.
So what entails the revision?
Me hooking on my laptop to the car, putting on the revision, going on the road, performing the data log,
so
and getting back to run.
So how, if you're saying that it needs to go on the road for the revision, how can you say
the car is not to be driven for pleasure like you want to do? Do you get what I'm saying?
No, I'm not driving it for pleasure. I'm just driving it back home.
Yeah, well, we hook up a computer and we're driving it. We're seeing how the car is behaving. So we see something messed up, we stop. Does that make sense?
Okay, I'll tow it.
Okay.
I thought you said it takes a day.
It takes a day, yes. We'll see if the attorney can make it or not, and then pick it up tomorrow. Yeah. So you don't have to be so difficult. I'm trying to be really, really nice. You are being an asshole. I'm not going to lie. You're being an asshole. And you know you are.
No.
I'm trying to be nice with you. I've already apologized. I told you I'll give you a grand back. I think it's more than fair for your whatever you need to do in the meantime. I can talk to Ronnie. If I tell Ronnie, hey, fucker, I've been also looking bad this entire time. We need to get the car done. I can't sooner enough. Rain. You know that better than I do. Tomorrow not supposed to rain. I can probably get it done tomorrow midday, and you're all set. You don't have to see me ever again if you don't want to. It's perfectly fine. I want to do my due diligence and have a car done so that when he comes back to you, I don't have to worry about, oh, what is Omar going to do? Is it going to blow up? Is something going to happen? Is it going to come out of your hand?
Talk of duty. Okay.
As far as not getting picked up, it's not going to be it.
So you're saying that even if I get a tow truck, just like you said right now, we won't get the tow truck.
It is not going to go anywhere until you sign an NDA. That is correct, because we are not going to be liable for you damaging that engine when you spent $20,000 on it. Does that make sense?
Doesn't it make sense that when I offer you, when I bring the car for your service, you have to give it back to my request, even though it's not completed?
Yeah, that's not how jobs work.
Okay.
It's actually has a lien on it right now.
Where is that? Let me see that.
I'm not talking here. You clearly don't want to be resolving here. You want to go.
No, I want my.
You just want to go fight.
You just want to go.
You're not going to take the car and get an NDA. Report it, show it to our boss. Bring it back. We did not do anything wrong. The only thing we did wrong is we didn't fulfill the timeline that you wanted. Nobody promised. How did you apologize for that? Nothing else we can do. We didn't damage your car. We didn't damage the tune. I didn't lie to you about anything. I didn't do any of that. Did I? You're not going to answer that for it. He's lying to answer again. Well, there you go. Did grand your car done or else that? Grand cash, pretty nice. But I guess you have a lot of money, so no big deal.
Great. How's the import? Resolve something. Okay, we can have a seat and we'll work on it.